What's going on, people? Mike C. Town here. I'm back. I hope you guys missed me. I really, really, really missed you guys. I'm going to be doing a video very soon talking about what I was doing for the past week and some change that I was away from you lovely, beautiful people. But today, we're going to give a review on the new Sadistic EP entitled Sallow Sessions. So yeah, Sadistic dropped a new EP not very long after blessing us with the Phantom Limbs EP that he did with No from Cunnilingust. I did a review of that EP on my channel, so if I remember, I'll put the link in the description section down there. But I never thought we'd get new music from him this quickly. Like, does this guy take a fucking break? Well, I understand this EP is supposed to be a warm-up to the album that's supposed to be coming out this year. And if this is what we're to expect from that album, I am totally cool with it. The sound of this EP definitely continues the sound that Sadistic's been formulating, in my opinion, since Flowers for My Father. You know, I think that's the album that kind of began his transition into this more dark and airy sound that he seems to do so well. Starting with Waves, a song that, while still holding that Sadistic feeling, doesn't have a very traditional Sadistic sound to me. And that's a good thing. You know, and the way he rhymes on this song is super dope. The kind of words on top of words on top of words style. You know, at this point, I don't pretend to always know what Sadistic's talking about in his songs. You know, sometimes I can figure him out. And that's the fun of listening to his songs multiple times, you know, outside of, you know, basic, you know, audio gratification. But sometimes he just goes right over my head. But the beautiful thing is, when that happens, there's still always great lines in his songs that stick in my head that I always find to be really poignant or really powerful. With this song, while not all of it super clear to me, it seems to be the idea of a man who's going through the motions of depression and anxiety. You know, the hook where he says, coming in waves, all of these different colors and shapes up in my face, flooded with hundreds of planes and none of them gray. You know, this makes me feel like he's a man trapped in his own head with all these different emotions rushing at him at the same time, and they're all intense. You know, none of them are very calm. None of them are baselined or gray. And it was really his reference to Polanski's The Tenant that kind of solidified this theory to me. But I could be totally wrong to the point of being completely embarrassed. But it doesn't matter really, because sometimes it's what you pull from the art that matters more than the artist's intention. I love the way Waves rolls right into You Dead. You know, this is another song that isn't typical of Sadistic. It's a dark, almost trap sounding beat that's done by Simple Life and Mike Device, and it's one that I wouldn't expect from Sadistic at all, but it totally works, man. It's not my favorite track on this album, but I think it's dope that he gave us something that we wouldn't necessarily expect from him. And while I've gotten used to him going over these really atmospheric and airy beats, I think I really like the way he sounds over harder beats too, so let's hope the album has a more diverse selection of sounds like this. The way he rides this beat is super dope to me, and I love the way he throws these tongue twister lines in here, like, my limbs still feel dismembered, that's if I still remember, liquid liquor, liver dies like liver die by thrilling benders. Like, it's hard for me to even repeat, man. I think Sadistic and Nacho Picasso always sound great together. They really complement each other's style, and Nacho's verse on here really works. The way he's rhyming and the almost drowned out sound of his voice, it really goes kind of dope with the beat. But I wasn't really wowed by Mr. Motherfucking Esquire's verse here. It wasn't a bad verse by any means at all. I think I just hold him to such a high regard at this point that I was hoping that he was going to close this track out with something really memorable. Kind of like what he did on Oh Hail No off of Cancer for Cure by LP. Not that he closed that track out, but the fact that he definitely left you walking away with his verse being the most memorable one on that song. His verse was just kind of okay here. Videodrone is definitely my favorite track on this whole album. The beat, done by Kid Called Computer, who Sadistic's worked with before, the beat is amazing. It's dark, but it's loud and it's layered, and Sadistic fits so perfectly well with this beat. And Sadistic gives the kind of wordplay that's made me regard him as one of the better wordsmiths in hip-hop today. I got a suicide that's forming, a warning for a deadly price. I know I'm not the steady type, I'm lost in heady highs. I'm an artist, man, I'm drawn to sketchy types. I love that line. I hope they get diseases from the water that's so catchy. There must be something in the water, right? Root of all evil, power of the dollar, right? Two can keep a secret if one of them is slaughtered, right? Fuck, marry, kill, and they still don't get the order right. The whole idea of being in a musical video drone and the desire to break clear of it. The video drone being the machine that pumps the people full of mind-numbing music. And not just mind-numbing music, but dangerous ideas within this music with essentially no mental or psychological nourishment, you know, instead left an admonishment of long live the flesh, death to the video drone. That's an order, not request. It's a more esoteric way of saying the system currently in place needs to either be destroyed or rebuilt or both. And it's like, when I listen to songs like this, who else but Sadistic would use one of the best movies ever made to make this point? I won't talk about every single track on this EP, even though there's only six, but I can say that this EP doesn't let up all the way through to the end, and it closes out with the powerful Morning Glory. And similar to the opening track, Waves, this comes across as another description of this mental jungle that Sadistic seems to be stuck in. But the thing with this song is, it seems that he's describing actually breaking free of this feeling, working his way out of the depression that he's been stuck in due to the loss of his father, or whatever other negatives that life throws at him. You know, this whole idea of being a morning glory is really interesting to me, a flower that wants to bask in the light all day long. So I take it like it's his desire to get out of the darkness that's in his head and in his life and be more like a morning glory. Again, I could be completely wrong about the idea behind the song, but it's still fun to think about it. So yeah, overall, this is another stellar addition to Sadistic's growing catalog, man. I love how on each release that he's exploring more ideas and pushing the boundaries of lyricism through some truly esoteric writing. And at this point in his career, I think he's creating a sound that's really, it's really his own, man. It's getting to a point that I feel like we can say, if we hear something that sounds like Sadistic, this is a dark, passionate and emotional musical journey that I think would appeal to anyone who likes their hip-hop a little bit left of the center. You know, people who really enjoy deeper lyrics that require a bit of pondering before being able to completely appreciate them. I think this is just a dope EP, and it really makes me excited to hear what Sadistic's about to drop with this album. I'll put the link to his Bandcamp so you can go and listen to it. Make sure, if you like it, you support this guy in any way that you can. He's making dope music that is really pushing the boundaries, not intentionally, but just because I think that that's the kind of artist that he is. So that's it. As usual, thank you for watching. Make sure you check this EP out and then come back and let me know what you thought of it. And keep an eye out for the Wilderness King EP review that's going to be coming out hopefully within the next couple of days. So, as usual, thank you for living, thank you for loving, thank you for being you, and I will see you guys next time. All right?